Insurance player Santam issued a statement today indicating that it's going to make 1 billion rand available to its policyholders who have contingent business interruption cover. However, the insurer maintains that the matter of whether the government instituted national lockdown to curb the spread of COVID-19 is a basis enough to mandate insurance companies to cover those policyholders. Because their position, as with most of the insurance fraternity, is that they will only cover if a virus directly affects the operations of the business. This decision follows a court ruling in the Western Cape, which favoured a Cape Town restaurateur over the insurer, saying that business interruption insurance must be paid, although that case is going to appeal. Well, to tell us more about the rationale behind the 1 billion rand, I'm joined on the line by Henny Nell. He's the CFO at Santam. Thank you so much for joining us, Henny. So we understand that you've been having engagements with the Financial Services Conduct Authority. Was it through those discussions that you decided to proffer this 1 billion rand to your existing policyholders?
Good evening, Nampul. We have been engaging with the regulator over the last few weeks. The decision to actually come with a proposal around a relief payment, I mean, that's something we've been thinking about for some time. Mm. We have engaged with the regulator on that, and we've reached agreement that it makes sense for the regulator to also sort of confirm its position. I think for us as insurers, it is really important that there's also a message from the regulator around legal certainty that's required on this matter. And we do believe that that's the best outcome for everybody. But in the meantime, it's important that we offer relief to our policyholders. Mm. I think that's exactly why we came out with this offer.
Right. So I understand that you're aiming to direct this assistance to SMEs. Are businesses that have already filed claims with you, are they going to have to apply again under this initiative? How is it going to work?
And we actually try to make it as simple as possible for our policyholders that could qualify. So exactly as you said, it's really focused on the small and medium size commercial policyholders that had this extension of the contingent business interruption, but really in the industries that's most affected by the lockdown. What we need from them, they need to have notified us of a claim. So once they've done that, we will effectively pay them 2 months cover as what was determined in the policy document at 70% of that amount, really to take into account the fact that there's some variable cost involved in running a business.
So yeah.
If you've got a restaurant, for example, you would not have incurred your variable costs buying the food, the operational costs of the restaurant. So we would pay you. And it's just it's a mechanism to make it really simple. So once they've confirmed they've had a loss, they've notified of a claim, then the process is really there to make the payment.
Right. So I do note what you said, that you're looking to assist those sectors that have been most affected. But just as a matter of interest, how many contingent business interruption claims are sitting on your table right now?
We've got a number of those. About 3% of our commercial policies have got that extension. And we've got a number of claims that we currently look at. There's quite a few claims where we, of course, we've received where didn't have the extension on. But we've been encouraging all our policyholders with the extension to put forward claims in order to qualify for the relief.
Hmm. So coming to the crux of the issue, not only you, but the insurance industry at large says technically the lockdown does not count for cover. Just expand on that, given that legally people could not run their businesses because of a decision made by government in the interests of people's well-being because of the existence of COVID-19.
It's a very good question. It's a really complex answer, so I'll try and keep it very simple.
Okay.
I mean, in terms of our policy wording, it basically says, and it's not only sometimes, it's in general, as you've mentioned, it's not only, it's really sort of worldwide, very similar wordings, which says that the purpose of the cover was always there for if you've got an interruption in your business. In other words, if something happens in your restaurant and you must close the restaurant for that period, you'll be covered, and when you opened up again, you would continue trading.
Mm.
The fact that there's a national lockdown with the government saying we lock down the whole country effectively, that would imply that effectively the insurance industry, if that was to be covered, would effectively trigger all policies because it has got that cover, because it's something that's suddenly there's no hoarding of risks anymore. Mm. You just have all your policies having to respond. And in no industry would be able to provide that sort of cover. I mean, it would just be too pricey to try and provide that cover to the people out there.
So come September the 1st, a full bench of judges in the Western Cape High Court will be hearing your matter, where you're hoping that they'll make things clear on whether the insurance industry should be liable or not in this instance. So what happens to the 1 billion rand you will have dispersed to affected policyholders if the ruling comes out in your favour?
Okay, this is a relief payment we make to policyholders, and we want to make in the next few weeks. We don't want to get that money back. So even should we be successful in the court case, the money would still be available to those policyholders and we'll not claw it back. And as I said, it's really sort of a mechanism for Santam to be able to show our policyholders that we understand the fact that the lockdown is going on much longer and the impact is very much greater than what anybody anticipated, and it's a way to provide relief now to them.
Mm. So whichever way things do go, what lessons do you think the insurance industry needs to draw from this particular episode? And are there any concerns about reputational damage, whether objectively speaking, it's right or wrong?
No, but the reputational damage is definitely there, I think, for the insurance industry in general. I think what the big learning for the industry is probably the fact that we need to constantly make sure that our policies are very clear about what is covered and what is not in terms of the normal person out there.
That's right.
And I think when we look at the policy wording now, we think, as you mentioned, there's already two different legal views on the policy wording. I think that would be sort of, I think, to make very sure that there's real clarity on policy wordings with the policyholder.
Hmm. Henny, thank you so much for your time, sir, and have a pleasant evening. That was Henny Nell. He's the Chief Financial Officer at Santam.